Hey, hey, what's up? This is Chris Campbell here, and on this segment of 5 on 5, we sample 5 tracks from songstress and funk icon Dawn Silva. Born and raised in Sacramento, California, Silva gravitated to music early on as she sang in a high school group called Windsong with her sister. Aware of Silva's vocal abilities, a local percussionist, Michael Samuels, informed Silva that Stone was auditioning background vocalists for an upcoming solo album. Silva would do a session, and after hearing it, Stone would hire her on the spot. Silva would do backing vocals for the albums Heard You Missed Me and High on You, as well as tour with Stone, as his collective shared stages with other tour acts such as Rufus and Chaka Khan, Frank Zappa, and others. Silva would be paired on background vocals with Stone's cousin, Lynn Mabry, when they toured as special guests with Parliament Funkadelic. However, Sly Stone would drop out of the tour after a few dates. Parliament Funkadelic frontman George Clinton would extend an offer to Silva and Mabry to join his band as background vocalist, and they accepted. Silva would make her debut contributing background vocals on P-Funk music projects such as Eddie Hazel's Games, Dames, and Guitar Things, and the Horny Horns' Get Up on the Downstroke, and various others. Silva proved to be an essential member of the P-Funk empire, dropping vocals on many of their iconic albums of the time. But Clinton had more in mind for Silva and her background vocalist partner Lynn Mabry. A spin-off band of their own, the Brides of Funkenstein. The name deriving from a storyline and characters from the P-Funk album The Clones of Dr. Funkenstein. Silva learned of this new venture a week before they were signed to Atlantic Records as production ensued on their debut album. Produced by George Clinton, the duo dropped ethereal vocals atop the selection of instrumental outtakes from both the P-Funk and Bootsy Collins musical archives. Funk or Walk would debut to critical acclaim in 1978. We'll check out the track Disco to Go from the album. That was The Brides of Funkenstein with Disco to Go from the debut album Funk or Walk. The song reached number 7 on the Billboard R&B chart and sold over 500,000 units, attaining gold status in the US while reaching platinum status in Europe and Asia. The duo would become a fixture as the opening act for P-Funk while also performing with them during the shows. In an industry where the men held the power and the spotlight, the duo would hold their own, with their trademark note-perfect harmonies atop deep funk grooves. They proved to be skilled, multifaceted vocalists with stage presence to boot. Their versatility extended also to ballads. Check out the balladry of the track, Just Like You.
Starting all over. Starting all over. Starting all over as friends. Just like you.
You're just my kind of love affair. Don't
Was Brides of Funkenstein with Just Like You from their album Funk or Walk. Even though the Brides would make their mark as one of the most unique acts in the P-Funk empire, Lynn Mabry would leave the group in 1979. This would prompt Silva to pick up the torch and invite vocalist Sheila Horn and Janet Magruder on as background bridesmaids, and they would go on to sing with Silva on the sophomore album release Never Buy Texas from a Cowboy. Once again grounded in strong, soulful, and funky harmonies, this iteration of the Brides would receive the Cashbox Rhythm and Blues Award for Best Female Artist, beating out acts like the Pointer Sisters, Sister Sledge, and Cheryl Lynn, while earning numerous plaudits throughout the industry. We'll next hear the title track, Never Buy Texas, from a Cowboy.
Without humps, there would be no getting over. You pay for what you get, and hardly ever get what you pay for. Life's full of ups and downs. You got to find your own high ground. Mother wit is your connection. Use it for your protection.
You got to dance to it.
That was Never Buy Texas from a Cowboy from the Brides of Funkenstein from the album of the same name. By this time, the Brides would be purveyors of funk, but also branch their sound off into new genres such as punk rock, new wave, and more. The release was later named on Rolling Stone's list of 50 coolest albums of all time and garner a worldwide cult following that continues to grow with the passage of time. By the early 1980s, Parliament Funkadelic was in flux, beset by a bevy of financial and creative issues and a revolving door of artists. This impacted all the acts who made up the movement, and although the Brides continued to tour, they would disband in 1981. Silva would land on her feet when she connected with the Gap Band as a background vocalist from 1982 to 1991, making her studio debut on the group's 1983 album, The Gap Band 5, Jammin'. She would also become known as an accomplished session vocalist and studio wizard. She would enjoy numerous collaborative experiences during this time, most notably with Roy Ayers, Crystal Waters, and Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics, as well as hip-hop artists Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Coolio, and Ice Cube, all while continuing to work on her own material. Polygram Records would sign her to a recording deal and plan to release an album, but like most record companies of the time, didn't know what to do with the project, which eventually got shelved. These experiences would lay the seeds for Silva to take control of her own destiny. She would disappear from public view for a time throughout the mid-1990s and later reemerge as CEO of her own record label and release her debut album independently. All My Funky Friends would drop in December 2000 and was subsequently hailed as an instant funk classic as it married contemporary R&B with authentic funk music. We'll next hear the track Close to You from the album. Was the tune Close to You by Dawn Silva from her solo album release, All My Funky Friends. The album would be a worldwide underground sensation, exciting audiences in Europe and Asia while carrying the torch for a genre that was under the radar in the Americas. Tower Records called the masterwork the most authentic funk album to be released in over two decades. This would rekindle interest in the Brides of Funkenstein and prompt Silva to reunite various iterations of the group to do select and intermittent tour dates. The interest in Silva's work would yield another major development, her foray into the world of book publishing. She would start her own publishing company, New Rising Publishing, and release an ambitious memoir titled The Funk Queen Dawn Silva, an Autobiography. The 500-page deluxe coffee table-style publication chronicles the full range of her recording career and her experiences in the groups Sly and the Family Stone, Parliament Funkadelic, Brides of Funkenstein, The Gap Band, as well as her solo work. It reads as an essential history of funk music as her career dovetails with many key moments in the genre, while also detailing her struggles and ultimate triumphs in being a woman of color in a male-dominated industry. Silva still records, tours, and makes appearances promoting her book and serves as a powerful advocate for the equality of women in the music industry. Silva's legacy is far-ranging. Sly and the Family Stone taught her the art of performing. As part of the P-Funk empire, her voice can be heard starting with the Mothership Live album and virtually every hit record during the collective's golden era run of hits. As co-founder and leader of the Brides of Funkenstein, she was part of one of the most unique harmonic pairings in music industry history that would later influence acts such as Vanity Six, Mary Jane Girls, and Macy Gray, and generations of funk music lovers. Silva's solo album would crystallize her status as a global funk queen and ambassador of the highest order, while also keeping the genre alive at a time when there weren't many acts doing funk music, circa late 1990s and early 2000s. Silva is an artist who proved to be a triple threat: songwriter, producer, and talent. She's been in the trenches to cultivate a worldwide following of funk soldiers who have kept it on the one, and we're all the better for it. We'll end this segment with another cut from her solo album, All My Funky Friends, as we hear the track, As Long As It's On The One. Dig it.
Take the groove, get better, when it's
And that was As Long As It's On The One by Don Silva. Catch future 5 and 5 segments right here in the Progressive Underground, where we sample an exquisite cachet of music genres in addition to bumping funky and soulful electronic gems from artists making up the global music underground. This has been your 5 and 5. For the Progressive Underground, my name is Chris Campbell. We'll see you next time.